On May 1st, the new facilities at the redeveloped Bonnerworth Park officially opened for their first full summer in operation. Last year, the city of Peterborough completed work on a skate park expansion, bike pump track, and 14 pickleball courts after 2.5 years of development and legal disputes, which were largely focused on the initial plan to build 16 pickleball courts. Despite the controversy, the park opened last fall in November of 2025, though was almost immediately closed for winter, leaving this spring the first time many have gotten the opportunity to experience the new facilities. This might account for why skaters and BMX enthusiasts were out in force on Saturday, May 16th, for an event organized by the Peterborough Skate Coalition, which aimed to welcome newcomers into the sport and let old hands put the park through its paces. CFFF was at Bonnerworth Park on the morning of May 16th, and I spoke to event organizer and co-chair of the Peterborough Skate Coalition, Jeff Ricks, about the event and his group's efforts to help support skateboard culture in Peterborough.
Yeah, my name is Jeff Ricks. I'm with the Peterborough Skateboard Coalition.
All right, and tell me a bit about this event. You got a whole day booked here at the Bonnerworth Park Skate Park.
Yep.
What are you trying to do?
We're just trying to celebrate the new skate park expansion, along with, the park is now finally open fully. It did open in November, but with the weather, we didn't get to fully celebrate the skate park.
Sure.
And so this is just for our community to thank the community for support. So, and just a fun day for families and kids to check out the new park. And then as the day goes on, we'll have some little giveaways and stuff like that, and some contests for those more experienced skaters. Yeah, just a fun day.
Yeah, can you tell me a little bit more about the programming that you have going on today?
So we've done a little bit of learn to skate, trying out skateboarding for the first time. So we have a lot of people to thank to get us here. We got some support through Canada Skateboard, who does the Olympic training and for skateboarding in Canada, and getting some boards so that we have some of that for programming. Koi Skate School is here, and he's been doing some lessons from noon to one here. We have Koi Calver, who runs the skate school. He also has 66 Thieves, his own clothing brand and skateboard brand, and their team is here. They're gonna do a little demonstration of some expert level skateboard tricks, we'll call them, right? In a little bit here, and then we're doing we got a bunch of prizes dropping skate parks who built the skate park for the city. They were contracted by the city to build it, and they've sent a box of sweaters and t-shirts to give away. Flavor Fashions here with a booth. They're giving away some stuff too. And then the East Peterborough Lions Club's here with a fundraiser barbecue, and all their money raised is going to new playground equipment at Kawartha Heights Public School. So
incredible.
Just a fun day for the community to enjoy important public space.
And this park redevelopment has been like 2.5 years in the making. I remember in October of 2023, you were delegating to Peterborough City Council about the needs of the skateboarding community. How does this park compare to what was here before? Like, what do you think of the new facilities?
We love the new facilities. You know, it took a long time to get here. Initially, we'd started this process advocating with the city and meeting with the city back during COVID 2020. They realized that the current outdoor parks were not meeting the demands of the needs, especially with COVID and people wanting to get out more outside recreation. And so it's a bit of a long process. As you mentioned, we had to advocate at City Hall. We were advocating for a new skate space, but the city came up with this great idea to expand it here, keep the skateboarding here, the pickleball courts. And I know there's been some controversy around all that, obviously, and we just tried to kind of stay clear of that, and just everyone's been really supportive of the skate park. They know the skate park's been here, the original one, for 20 years. This new skate park, it's a little bit less intimidating for beginners, but it's also there's some technical areas where those really skilled skaters can do things where they're flipping the board in and out of tricks and getting more technical. And so there's different styles of skateboarding sometimes that can be expressed. And so this is more of what we would call a plaza style, where there's more of a feel of like we got the trees in the middle, a park feel. the central ledge features that are curved there, those are inspired by the lift lock tubs. The angles on the lift lock tubs, if you look at the metal and how those tubs are built, you have one going up, one higher than the other. So that's kind of our ode to a little secret bonus, because you don't really see it until you... someone points it out, right? Like, sure, notice you were like, oh yeah, okay. Yeah. And so, yeah, that we just wanted to, like, we like the design, but we're looking to get more spaces in Peterborough as well, so yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Well, great turnout today. Thank you so
yeah.
much.
Yeah, no, it's been awesome. Thanks a lot.
As you can probably hear from my interview with Jeff, Bonnerworth Park was the place to be on Saturday morning. Skaters swarmed the new park features, and parents milled around, watching their kids take skate lessons and eating food courtesy of the Peterborough Lions Club. In addition to one-off events such as Saturdays, the Peterborough Skate Coalition runs events and programming throughout the year, including an upcoming summer day camp from July 27th to 31st. For more information about the Skateboard Coalition and their programming, you can visit ptbo.skate on Instagram or ptboskate.com. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Evan Robbins, broadcasting to you through the facilities of Trent Radio, CFFF in Peterborough.